Chicago Hottest Country, US 99. Oh, yeah. Monday morning. Hey, we did it. Yep. I don't know what we did, but the weekend is finally over. And $1,000, did you spend too much cash this morning? I'm doing the same thing, man. I'm looking at my credit card payment online. I'm like, did I spend that much money this weekend? Well, we want to put $1,000 in your pocket. We're going to kick that off at 7:15 this morning. But hey, good morning. It's Styles and Roman. It's 6:37. And our producer, Tony. Grab the mic over there, Tony. Grab it. Jump over there. Now, let's talk about it. Tony, you have two kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are their names?
Quinn and Noel.
And they are twins.
Yep.
All right, you guys did what over the weekend? What happened? Let's get these parents. Parents, call us up right now. 312-946-4995. Jump in this conversation with us. Tony, what happened?
So my wife went out on Saturday, so I figured I'm going to take the kids out to dinner. And there's this little family restaurant. It's about 10 minutes from our house in Munster. It's called Commander Family Restaurant. Great little family restaurant.
Yeah, a little local place.
So my son has a retainer that he has for, you know, for his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to take it out when he eats.
Of course,
he took it out, put it on the table.
Okay, so my son, Nate, he wore braces for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he used to do the same thing. Do you get mad, though, when your kids just plop it down on the table? Like, does he have a little case or puts it on a napkin or something?
He put it on a napkin. He's supposed to bring the case with him. He didn't.
So they never do, right?
No, he put it on the napkin and folded the napkin over so it's not just hanging out there.
Okay.
So we ate dinner, we took off, we had some other errands to run. About an hour later, my son goes, Mom's gonna kill me!
He left the retainer at the restaurant.
He left the retainer at the restaurant. So turn around, go back to
the
restaurant.
And those things are expensive, right?
Oh my God, it's like $300. You know, if you threw away $300, you're gonna go try and find it, right?
Yeah.
So we go back to the restaurant and I find the owner. I'm like, listen, I know this is above and beyond the call of duty, but can I go through your garbage to try and find my son's retainer?
Dad of the year.
God bless these people. They're like, okay. So they take me back into the kitchen, and there's one big empty garbage can, and this garbage can that's full. 2 hours worth of garbage.
So hold on a second. So there's food, just right, all inside the garbage can. There's
food, napkins,
scraps, everything.
And everything.
Did you have gloves on?
No.
Okay. So you're picking through the garbage looking for your son's retainer.
For an hour and a half, almost 2 hours.
Okay.
I'm digging through the garbage because I'm thinking, the wife's not only going to kill my son, she's going to kill me too because I forgot to tell him to put it back in his mouth. And I'm figuring if we can find it, no harm, no foul.
And it's going to kill your bank account too.
You know? So I dug through this garbage for 2 hours, the most disgusting thing I've ever done.
Wait, your tone of your voice right now, you didn't find it?
I didn't find it, no.
Shut up!
Yeah, so
you dug for 2 hours
through garbage
at a restaurant that's probably all like smushy and
And God bless the owner, the little old lady is one of the owners. She's like, oh, you haven't found it yet, you know? And I'm like, no, not yet, you know.
So how did you break the news to your wife? Does she know yet?
She does.
Should we call her right now?
No, we shouldn't because this was it was a bad Saturday evening.
So everybody's in the doghouse.
Yeah, everybody except
TK
my daughter.
House.
You know, my daughter's the only one that's not in the doghouse. So, two hours.
We're gonna start a GoFundMe account right now for your son, so he doesn't have to go through his bank account.
But kids do that. I mean, they lose stuff. They break stuff.
I mean, how old are they again? Eight.
Eight going on 18, but they're eight, yeah.
So 312-946-4995. Let's talk about it this morning. Parents, call us up. Have your kids lost either something expensive? Did they break something that was expensive? Yeah, the retainer, my son, he wore them all the time. $300, that's no joke.
No.
So call us up, 312-946-4995. Parents, what expensive thing has your kid either broken or lost?
Let your voice be heard. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
You're going to be rich at 7:15 this morning because that's when we want to give you $1,000. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Styles and Roman and our producer, Tony, he had a crazy old weekend. He's got twins. They were eating a dinner at a restaurant. One of them took out its retainer, put it on the table in a napkin, and then they ate dinner. They left. Oops! Left the retainer at the restaurant, went back to the restaurant, searched through the garbage for 2 hours looking for it. You think there'd be a happy ending to this story? Nope, he did not find it. $300. Retainer, boom, just lost. So, let's talk about it. Parents, kids, what did you break? What did you lose as a kid? Joining the show this morning from Bensonville, we have Abby. What's your story, Abs?
I was doing cartwheels on the couch, and I broke an antique McCoy.
Uh-oh, I don't even know what an antique McCoy is, but it sounds expensive.
Probably around $300 at the time that I broke it.
What happened? Did they make you pay for it?
No.
Were you grounded? Did they make you get a job when you were that little?
No, my mom just reminds me that I broke her favorite one, so...
20 years later, she still reminds you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Let your voice be heard. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Have mercy.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Love that song. Mr. Brett Young and Mercy, $1,000 coming your way in 17 minutes. How about 7:15 this morning? We're going to be kicking off 12K a day. But as parents, hey, we do things that we may not want to do, but we love our kids so much. That's why we do it. Our producer, Tony, his son left his retainer at the restaurant. They went back there. He went through the garbage for 2 hours. 2 hours and a restaurant garbage. Imagine that. What's all in that garbage can? Well, the bad news is they never found the retainer. $300 right there. So let's talk about it. Parents, 312-946-4995. Joining the show out in Naperville, we have Diana. What's going on, Diana?
Good morning.
So how many kids do you have?
I have three.
I feel like Diana's house is like the cool house to go to in Naperville.
Oh, it will be.
Uh-oh. What do you mean it will be? What happened?
No, I mean it was. That's what I meant to say. It was.
But it's not anymore?
No, not anymore.
Yeah, what happened? The kids get older?
Yeah, they got older. They're all on their own doing their thing.
Well, hey, Styles and Roman, we'll bring our producer, Tony. We all got kids. We'll come out to Naperville. Wait, that laugh didn't sound too inviting.
It's okay.
All right, so talk to us. What did one of your kids break or lose?
Well, at the time, I think he was 16 or 17. They were playing the Wii, and the other one was, I want to say, 8 or 9. And they were playing the Wii together, and they were doing the bowling.
Uh-oh.
And as you know, with the Wii, you're supposed to have the strap around your arm.
They didn't have that strap around their arms.
Nope. My husband just had bought this huge, huge flat screen, beautiful TV that he absolutely loved. Samsung, I don't know what it was. Anyway, they were playing, and I was in the bathroom, and I heard the clunk, a really loud clunk.
So who cried more, your son or your husband?
My son. He was afraid to tell him. And so I finally went and told him. I said, okay, don't be mad. He's like, what?
You never start off a conversation with don't be mad. What would you do with $1,000? Well, you can ask yourself that question in about 7 minutes. 7:15. We want to toss a grand in your hand, so make sure that you're listening in a couple minutes. But hey, good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. Oh, what a weekend for us here in Chicago. Weather-wise, it was great. Not so great for our producer, Tony. His son left his retainer at a restaurant. He went back there, went searched the garbage. Searched a restaurant garbage can for 2 hours. Never found the retainer. It's crazy, right? Our kids, we love them to death, but sometimes they just, man, they lose some expensive things. So let's hit it up right now. 312-946-4995. Good morning. Did you find our producer Tony's retainer?
No, I did not.
All right. How many kids do you have?
One.
So tell us the story this morning. What expensive thing did they lose or break?
He lost his iPad.
And then what? Grounded? Did you kick him out of the house? What happened?
We actually ended up finding it in the middle of a shelf at Kohl's at a mall.
What? You found it on the shelf at Kohl's?
We were at the mall shopping and getting his haircut. And 2 hours later, he's like, Mom, I don't have my iPad. You don't have your what?
Oh, if that was me when I was a little kid with my mom, oh, my mom's belt would slowly be coming off her pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, come on, though, Nikki. You can just use some of your Kohl's cash and get a new one anyway. It's going to be another hot one today at Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning. How about 89 degrees for you getting going on a Monday? And how about we get rid of all the commercials? 10 o'clock, we kick it off because, yes, it's commercial-free Monday. Always excited about that. And our producer, Tony, he was excited over the weekend. He took his twins out to dinner. One of them wears a retainer. Took the retainer off to eat. Left it on the dinner table. Went back to the restaurant about an hour later. Then went through the garbage at a restaurant for 2 hours looking for that $300 retainer. And man, I wish there was a happy ending to this story. Still, we cannot find the retainer. So if you work for a dentist and you can get a retainer for like half off, call up our producer right now, Tony. He definitely needs your help this morning. But we're asking parents to call us up at 312-946-4995. What is something that your son or daughter may have lost or broke that was expensive? From Bolingbrook, Susan, what do you got for us?
I have two sons who love baseball. So I had just went to the store and bought them a pitching rebounder net with 12 tennis balls.
Yes, that's awesome. You're the best mom ever.
I try. So the next day I come home from work and I find out that they weren't using the new stuff I bought them, and my 7-year-old hit a home run through our family room window.
Yeah. So he broke your window.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is at least he has some power, so maybe one day he'll be playing for the Cubs or the White Sox.
Yeah, he'll be playing for the Cubs, I hope.
I hope so, too. But the bad news is, how much did that window cost?
$315.
Oh, how many times does he have to cut the grass to earn $315?
He's only 7, so I came home and he was crying in the corner. We both
Come on now. Just because he was crying, don't let him off the hook. Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman. It's 7:26. We kick it off at 10 o'clock this morning, commercial-free Monday. Saying goodbye to all the commercials. Just your favorite music all day long. Hey, man, enjoy the beautiful weather we're going to have here in Chicago. And that's exactly what our producer, Tony, wanted to do. Come on, we're parents. We do everything we can for our kids, right? His son left his retainer on the dinner table at a restaurant, went back to the restaurant a couple hours later when they noticed it was gone. Man, Tony rummaged through garbage at a restaurant. Did you shower? You still kind of smell a little bit like the. Can you go wash your hands or something, man? But he never found it. $300. He's got to go to the dentist later on this afternoon to go get his little guy a brand new retainer. But hey, it happens, right? Tony, joining the show out in Steger this morning. What happened to you? What did you break or lose when you were a kid?
Well, my brother and I, we were riding quads in some new terrain, and there was a ditch that we come across that we didn't know was there because the grass was high, and we totaled out our quad.
Oh, and a quad is like a four-wheeler, right?
Yeah, it's a four-wheeler.
And those are pretty expensive. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, Tony, but how much of that sent you guys back?
That put us back $3,000.
What? And
let's say our summer was not so fun the rest of the time.
You just had to sit there and look at your broke four-wheeler.
Pretty much.
You guys are sitting there thinking of any way to make money. You're making lemonade, selling it for a nickel outside.
Oh, we were doing everything, mowing people's grass. We were thinking everything we could think of.
Stealing Girl Scout cookies, selling them.
Even though we weren't in Girl Scouts, yep.
The cash is there.